L'avdai b'chol levavchem. The Torah tells us to serve Hashem with all of your heart. And the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Beis Amud Aleph asks, Eiza yi ha'avoida shehi b'lev. What is the service of Hashem that's with the heart? Have a oimer zu tefila. The service of Hashem with the heart is prayer. What does it mean to serve Hashem with the heart? The heart, of course, means number one, the feelings, the emotions. But Rav Miller always says over from the Chovos HaVavos that lev doesn't only mean emotions. Lev also means the mind. That a person should use his mind with kavana in prayer. When we say, Rachmana liba bai, Hashem wants the heart, it means both. Tarte mashma. It means both. That a person should put into his tefillah his mind and his heart. Rav Miller gives the following very important mashal. Imagine if you would have a minion of robots that were programmed to daven the entire davening. One would have thought that this would have been the perfect minion. Everyone comes on time. There is no talking. It's perfect. And yet, Rachmana liba bai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want robots serving Him. He wants the heart of a flesh and blood human being that puts his whole self into it. And yes, he has challenges to come on time. And he's challenged by not talking. But the most important thing that Hashem wants from the tefillah is the heart. It's difficult because we've been saying Tehillim for a number of weeks. And as human beings, time moves on and it's hard to put the heart in. But that's what Hashem wants most. It's not lip service, just saying the word Shir HaMalos, Shir HaMalos. He wants the heart most of all. And we know and we see how much the tefillos are affecting. It was a famous story of Entebbe. That took place a number of years ago, many years ago, of where there was a plane that was hijacked. And Chesed Hashem and Nisim, everyone was saved. But during the time that they were hijacked, it was a very difficult time for Klal Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said that the entire Yeshiva's Mir should come together in tefillah. And famously, I know someone who was there at the time told me about the experience. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was about to walk in to the room filled with Yidden in the Mir Yeshiva. And when he saw the intensity of what was about to take place in this tefillah, he sat down and he broke down crying. And everyone just quietly watched the Rosh Yeshiva sobbing in front of the door. It was a sight to remember. Seared upon everyone who was there. He went up to the Amud to speak and he said, imagine if your brother, your sister was there, how would you daven? Rabbi Yehuda Harbater, Zecharon Levracha, who worked by us in Yeshiva, said, you cannot imagine that Tehillim. Imagine your brother, your sister was there. Imagine that your brother and sister were hostages in Gaza. How would you daven Tehillim tonight?